It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was very alarmed at the last few months' cost of my electricity. The bill for 3 months in a row has approached $200. My previous high over the last 2 years was about $120. And in this time period, I also had one of the new smart meters put in. So, like I think a lot of people, they are suspect that these meters are inaccurate. So I came today to have a few questions answered. I thought it was going to be an open public forum, but in fact it was an individual review by a customer service representative of my bills. She explained to me in detail what I've never studied before on my bill. There's delivery charges, supply charges, all which fluctuate, all which have increased since last year. So those plus my consumption of electricity was higher this past summer. Prior to, ironically, the representative asked me if I ran a dehumidifier, but when I was talking to my wife before coming to this, I looked up on the computer, does a dehumidifier consume a lot of electricity? When in fact it does, it runs like an air conditioner. So she was spot on with that. She explained to me the charges, how they've increased in terms of the rates, and it's reflected in my bill. I still will be vigilant on future bills, though, to look at them more. I'll scrutinize them much closer than I've been to see, in fact, that this is the case.
Now, I've been told that there's an opt-out option for these smart meters. Have you heard about anything like that?
Yes, you would ask that question. And as a matter of fact, in walking into this meeting, I bumped into a friend. And he was paying his taxes at the town hall. And he said that he decided not to get a smart meter. And he's paying, I think, close to $13. He had close to $13 a month to keep his old meter, because he would rather have the old school stuff than modern technology.
And they're not, and it's just for the servicing fees, they say, right?
Yeah, he's saving. Or he's hoping that he saves on electricity, but he's paying this every month. He has to pay this surcharge to keep that meter.
So what would you say is the main point or goal that you would like to get across with NYSEG today?
With them, that as a consumer, I'm still questioning the meters. There's a lot of people that are up in arms, so that gives me the idea that I'm not in a unique situation myself. So I'm going to continue to monitor this, and I told them that, and they've satisfied my curiosity as to why this has happened.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.